And this teaching is called Reclaiming All of Heaven. And God has truly started the work tonight. Reclaiming all of heaven. Thank you. So when we read scriptures tonight in this teaching, it all ties to the courtroom of heaven, the courtroom that decides on any matter. Let's start with 2 Corinthians 5, starting at verse 17. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come. All this is from God, who reconciled us to himself through Christ Jesus and gave us the ministry of reconciliation. All of your ministries, though they may look different, and they're very different, some of ours, but they are all ministries of reconciliation. What does that mean? That God was reconciling the world to himself in Christ, not counting men's trespasses against them. So God entrusts all of us with that ministry of reconciliation. And you can think of it, you know, what did this scripture start out saying? The old has passed away. The new has come. The old includes everything that was brought into that person's life through trespasses, transgressions against God's word, not living how he wants us to live, not living how heaven lives, any ungodly things. So those transgressions, we reconcile, we bring people out of them. And then when people are brought out of them, don't we know that there's still clutter? You know, there's God brought us out, right? And then he had to work extra hard in some cases to get everything out, to restore, to reconcile us to God. It's all about man being reconciled to God. So there can be a lot to reconciliation. There is a lot of darkness that can come from trespasses. Reconciliation takes place when the debt of trespasses is removed. Many things, all of this ministry, everything that we're doing, many things need to be done in an official manner. Once they are undone in an official manner, we can be restored in an official manner. Now, the word official, that means this is the thing. This is it. This is the prime grade A thing. Okay, so we need to do a perfect work. Okay, and the word official, it has to do with an office or position. So we need to undo things from the proper place, so it's official, and redo things, reclaim things in an official manner, and that's done from within the courtroom of heaven. And we're going to figure out how we tie right into that official position. Ephesians 2:6, and God raised us up with Christ, every one of you, and seated us with him in the heavenly realms in Christ Jesus. When we accept Jesus as our Savior, we are redeemed. We are brought into the heavenly realms with Jesus because of him. So we're seated with him. So where is that? Where is that spot with him? You can look at Ephesians 1, verse 21 to get that. This is where Jesus is seated. Thus, this is where we are seated with him. Far above all rule and authority, power and dominion, and every name that is named. Are you seeing the official nature of this? When we're seated in this place, above all rule and authority, power and dominion, that's an official seat. Not only in the present age, but also the one to come. And God put everything under his feet and made him head over everything for the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. We are his body, the fullness of God who fills all in all. And wouldn't the enemy want to make you feel like you're not that? Because really, the body of Christ, we are supposed to be so power-packed with everything that heaven has to offer. We are to hold the fullness of God. That's amazing. We are the fullness of him. What does that mean? Well, it means a lot. It could be a very weighty thing, and it is. Most notably, understand that whatever God wants to do, on the earth will be done through us. Whatever God wants to do on the earth will be done through us. We are the ambassadors. We are the priests. And, you know, God is still God, but we're going to see he set it up this way. Jesus paid that amazing price, went through all those things as a man. He had to do it as a man to allow men to be reconciled to God, to allow men to be commissioned to be able to do the things that needed to be done to fight the devil. Man fell under the devil's trap through temptation. Man was destroyed for a long time. Jesus had to do what he did to bring man back up to the status of being made in the image of God. And that image is a largely spiritual image. So right here, Psalm 115, verse 16. The heaven, even the heavens, are the Lord's, but the earth he has given to the children of men. And that's a progressive thing. It'll always be in the hands of man until Jesus comes again. It'll always be. He gave it to the children of men. That's not changing. The Passion Translation puts it in a great way. The heavens belong to our God. They are his alone, but he has given us the earth and put us in charge. So he put us in charge. He put us in a position of authority. And this next verse shows exactly, it lines up exactly the authority that God desires to give us. Matthew 16, verse 18. Jesus says this, I will build my church, and the gates of hell will not prevail against it. I will give you, church, the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. There's a lot of power and authority right there. Whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. And that right there, that's a scripture telling you that you need to be interfacing with heaven and be aware of what's going on in the earth to reconcile things, how they need to line up within God's will, which is how things are written in heaven. So what I was just saying, we must interface with heaven to resolve the matters of this world, to restore or reconcile things back to God. And this reconciliation is great blessing and restoration. Galatians 3:14, he redeemed us in order that the blessing promised to Abraham would come to the Gentiles in Christ Jesus, so that by faith we might receive the promise of the Spirit. So that promise of the Holy Spirit in us allows all this to work, all this power and authority, all of these heavenly realities that are ours in Christ, it allows it to be. Everything is in the promise of the Spirit, all of the authority, the blessings, all of our true identities, all of heaven. Romans 14:17, for the kingdom of God is not a matter of eating and drinking, but of righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. So you could simplify that scripture to say this, the kingdom of God is in the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit equips us to be the fullness of God in the earth. Heaven moves through us and with us as we are led by the Spirit. Right now, the earth is leading us, right now, the Spirit, the Holy Spirit of God, is leading us deep into the corridors of heaven where all power and authority exists. The power and authority to judge the enemy and wickedness, and the power and authority to release heaven. You need to be operating in power and authority to destroy hell. You also need it to loose heaven. Didn't God say that we're all portals of heaven? We're all entry points that heaven desires to manifest through and to speak things through, to cause things to come into being for others' lives. In Ephesians 1:18, Paul prayed for the church that the eyes of our understanding become enlightened so that we would know what is the hope of his calling. What are the riches of the glory of his inheritance? Where is this inheritance? In the saints. This inheritance is in us already. It's been given to us by the Holy Spirit. We contain it. And this scripture shows just that. Isaiah 54, starting at verse 1. And this is headed future blessings for Zion. All throughout the Old Testament, the New Testament was being predicted, prophesied, led up to. The New Testament is Christ in you. So this is our blessings. This is us right here. This is us. And we're in it right now. Shout for joy, O barren woman, the barren church. Shout for joy, O barren woman, the barren church, who bears no children. Break forth in song and cry aloud, you who have never travailed. Enlarge the side of your tent. Stretch out the curtains of your dwellings. Don't hold back. Lengthen your ropes and drive your stakes in deep, for you will be spread out to the right and left. Your descendants will dispossess the nations and inhabit the desolate cities. So the nations, that's an unruly group of people. That's the enemy's camp. That's things outside of God's covering, the foreign nations. In this time, God's reconciling all people to him. So when you come to God, you are in his nation. But all these other things, God's trying to reconcile, to remove what needs to be removed so that he can enlarge his nation. So he can enlarge his tent pegs through us. Through us. Does that sit okay with everybody? We're being set up to prosper in the heavenly places. We're being set up to remove everything that stands in our way. And then God spoke this. Hallelujah, thank you. So God says this. He's in the purple tonight. Children, the provision of heaven has been entrusted to you. You are my watchmen and ambassadors. I desire that you bring the fullness of my will and blessings upon this earth for all nations. I have made each of you strong towers that many can run into. Do not neglect your position, nor neglect the towers that are beside you. So God's saying, realize where I've seated you. Realize what I've given you. Realize also who I put next to you and what I've given them, because you need that too. See, we're going to really start working together, and I'm not going to get ahead. So right now, picking back up, God says, together, all of us strong towers, you will form an impenetrable wall of light. Wall of light, all of us together. God continues, lay aside all of the burdens that are not worthy of me. Set your eyes on what I am bringing to you from the heavenly realms. And he's started to do that already. There's an open heaven here. Do we understand that? There's an open heaven right now where you're sitting. Okay. You are in the heavenly places right now. Look and see the riches of glory that I am pouring out. Ephesians 4:19. It says that God will supply all your needs according to his glorious riches in Christ Jesus. 2 Corinthians 9:8, and God is able to make all grace abound to you so that in all things, at all times, having all that you need, you abound in every good work. Did he stutter in his word? In all things, in all times, having everything you need to abound in every good work. And we're going to be going to a courtroom soon here, but realize that a lot of the things that God gives you, you may not realize, you know, that they're not all these physical blessings. A lot are not. It's discernment. It's wisdom. It's all these things. And it's very thing, but it's everything you need to touch that soul. Everything you need to touch that soul. It might be rerouting you so that you walk in a certain path, so that you go through something, so that God can cause that portal of heaven to open up in you at that right time. God says, receive the divine insight needed to perceive and steward the fullness of what I have brought before you. If you shall walk in the light, you shall fulfill my calling, and in this calling includes all provisions that are necessary for this journey. I say more than enough. I say full and overflowing to each and every coffer. And a coffer is like a old storage thing, like an old big chest, treasure chest. Know what is in your coffer and safeguard it for the long haul. Use my blessings to woo others into my kingdom and understand that each day needs the fullness of my blessings in order to be a success in me. Doesn't that go with what we were just reading in 2 Corinthians 9? So that in all things, at all times, having all you need, you will abound in every good work. It's important that we don't go out half-cocked or even nine-tenths cocked. We need everything. And the enemy, if he can steal just a little bit, we're conceding to that. We're conceding to him if we let him have a little bit, you know, because this is a time for perfect work. What if some of that provision, you know, was not, you know, what if you're ministering to someone and they need 100% of what you got and you can only give them 98? Is that going to be a perfect work done? No. And then there's backtracking. And there are courtrooms that can deal. There's like mercy courts that can deal. If we kind of mess up, there's a way that God can work. We can work with all of heaven to fix some of our mistakes, but we never want to bank on that. But I say that to realize how much heaven has our back. It's amazing how much heaven has our back because we have all of heaven. God continues, I am giving you keys to access and secure the heavenly blessings from within the corridors and deepest chambers in my heart. And in a teaching God gave a while ago about the courtrooms, he said the heavenly places, the courtrooms are in his heart. So there's an understanding we need to have that God's heart goes beyond our understanding, but it includes all of heaven. All of heaven is in God's heart. You know, our carnal mind can try to get confused, but just throw that out. God's very deep, okay, and it's very awesome. And if you continue with God in the revelation he's given us, all these questions are going to go away because it's going to become in your DNA. You're going to become heavenly infused, right, Nancy? I'm giving you keys to access and secure the blessings from within the corridors and chambers of my heart. Enter into the places where angels fear to trod. So there's a spot in God that is only, you know, it's only made for you and him. It's only made for certain ones, certain children of his to enter in. Angels don't even want to go in there. And God took you there the other night, Sister Grace. Children, how is it in the heavenly realms? God continues. What is it like? Why do I need you to agree with the heavenly things? I need you to see them as real and then through your faith, bring them to pass in the earthly realm. So I'm going to repeat that. Children, how is it in the heavenly realms? What is it like? God's touching your faith. He's pointing you right now. He's pricking you right now. What's it like in heaven, children? He's saying, why do I need you to agree with the heavenly things? I need you to see them as real, and then through your faith, bring them to pass in the earthly realm. And that goes with what I was saying. It's going to get in your DNA, and it'll just be part of you. Hebrews 11:1 says, now faith is the assurance of what we hope for and the certainty of what we do not see. So I was just talking about how the carnal mind cannot understand the things of God. That's written in the Word of God, that the carnal mind can't understand it. Perfect verse. Hebrews 11:1. Now faith is the assurance of what we hope for and the certainty of things we don't see. So you're totally certain that God's going to bring that thing to you because you don't see it. And then here's kind of the heavenly logic. Well, that thing I need can't come from the earth. It has to come from heaven. So of course I don't see it right now, but it's coming. See, that's the language of the Spirit right there. God continues. And there's an upgrade of faith going out right now. There's an upgrade of faith. There's a weariness in someone that's been put through too many things. And we break that right now. Be ministered to right now. Your faith. Thank you, God. God says, my desire is for you to see through my eyes. And children, I see blessings, blessings, blessings. I see more than enough. And I even see your brand new eyes, which, if you can believe, I release to you now. Receive your eyes of faith. Receive your eyes of true spiritual discernment right now. So and Jesus has a bag of goodies and he's delivering it right now. He's walking up and up the aisles. He's delivering it right now. Thank you, Jesus. Children, it has been a long time coming. I want you to realize that though the wilderness may be around about you, your tents and places of dwelling are filled with the heavenly things. You hold the power to pull down strongholds. Take and hold your inventory daily and receive the receipt that says paid in full. And we're going to be talking about inventory in a little bit. I want you to realize that though the wilderness may be all around about you, the things that look evil, the things that look like God's not even there, he knows they're all around about you. But though that is, our tents and places of dwelling are being filled with the heavenly things. God says, you hold the power to pull down strongholds. Take hold of your inventory daily and receive the receipt that says paid in full. So what is paid in full? And let God minister to you right now if he's doing that. What is paid in full? God says, the fullness of all strategies needed to safeguard and defend your goods. He calls that counsel. The ability to move mountains is paid in full. He calls that power. The resources to stand when all else will fail, he calls that perseverance. And so there's one key resource here. And those are testimonies that we can call on. You can go down to 4, Nancy. What else is paid in full? Number 4, the movement in my spirit and ability to separate the world and the things of the world from what I'm speaking to you. And God calls that soul versus spirit and discernment. So this is part of what he gives you. This is part of what you claim in the heavenly realm. The movement in my spirit, says God, an ability to separate the world and the things of the world from what I'm speaking to you. Has God not said that we need to hear his voice clearly and to know that it's him? He gives you that in the heavenly realms. God says, do not leave a space for the enemy to remain. Claim your blessings. Use my courts to fulfill all protection orders and protection sequences that need to be put into commission. As you okay things from the heavenly realm, they will be brought into ironclad being in the earthly realm, so that when you go through the process to receive things from heaven, they come into being in the earthly realm and they are protected. There's a way to protect it. And God says, this is going to happen, but not before you bring all things to heaven first. So we are put in the heavenly kingdom. All of our reality, that's our home base. This is not our home base. When we see things that aren't right here, we need to restore it to the heavenly realm, because that's why we live. That's why we have breath in our lungs, to advance the kingdom. Jesus is all about advancing the kingdom. You do that by removing the sludge, the darkness, the enemy, his legal rights, and replacing it with whatever God's will is. And God's will is very vast. It's what God wants, and it's what he speaks to you, you know, to fill the earth with. And he's given us sharp tongues to decree a thing and to establish it. You know, that's what he's building us into. Take stock, God says, in all that I have given you, children, and steward it through this dispensation and into eternity. Then you will receive the manifold blessings of the true depth of your calling and commission in me. That's a very interesting statement. God says, take stock in all that I've given you, children. Steward it through this dispensation and into all eternity. So steward it during this time we're in, this end times time that we're in, and then it'll stay with you into eternity. Then you will receive the manifold blessings of the true depth of your calling and commission in me, who we really are. That, you know, our identity in Christ is an eternal identity. We get brought into this earth. The devil messes us all up. The world gets all in us. We forget who we are. But we're supposed to reclaim our identity, become that identity, because that identity, you will be that forever. And the things that you do with this life directly translate to the next life. And that's when things get really fun. That's when things get really awesome. So it's like the disconnect between what's going to happen to me when I'm dead, what's going to happen, like all that stuff, that God is bridging that gap. We're going to know where we're going. We're going to know who we are, and we're going to stop seeing this world as all that matters. It's a vapor. So God says, master keys. He's given us master keys. Children, this is a master class, he says, for success in me. And I've given provision on every side. I will speak to you what you need for each day. I ask that you file each day my blessings and the commitments I give you. Work with me to renew your lives and minds, and let the days begin in the heavenly places. Now God's putting the ball in your court. He's saying, work with me. And after this teaching, we're going to hand out something. It's going to be in the back. So be sure to receive it. But so with this series, you know, this is the first of the series. We're going to be, me and Reverend Brett are taking turns teaching this. And then it's going to be building each and every time. So remember that you're building. Take what you learn here to next Wednesday. And then to the next Wednesday, you know, we're working together with the Holy Spirit to do a perfect works here. So when God's saying, I ask that you file each day my blessings and the commitments I give to you. Work with me to renew your lives and minds, and let the days begin in the heavenly places. We're going to be allowing all you guys to get really organized. We're going to get organized too, but we're going to allow you guys to get really organized with the heavenly protocols. So don't let that overwhelm you, but realize that this is going to become reality. The blessings that God gives you, the prophetic words, are going to no longer be something that sounds nice and you try to remember it. You're going to file for it, everything that goes with that, and you're going to receive it. And think of it, you can think of this in kind of earthly terms. If you're given a very precious possession, you know, you're going to put guardianship over that, you know, all these things. This is kind of what God's taken us to. So God says, let the days begin in the heavenly places. So this is what this scripture makes the heavenly courtrooms, the heavenly places, a reality. So we know there's heavenly courtrooms, and then there's heavenly places, which can also be called like a court. A court is not always a legal thing. Heaven, you know, there's king's courts. There's all kind of different corridors and chambers of heaven, of God's hearts. But we need to use the courtrooms, the legal places, to gain and advance in the heavenly places. You know, we need to remove all of the debt of trespasses, et cetera, to allow us to access the heavenly realms. So they go together. The courtrooms go with the other heavenly places. They go together. Jesus says this in John 14, starting at verse 1, do not let your hearts be troubled. You believe in God, believe in me as well. In my Father's house, which is heaven, are many rooms. If it were not so, would I have told you that I am going to prepare a place for you? So in God's house, heaven, there's many rooms. And Jesus is saying that he's going to prepare a place for his disciples. And if I go and prepare a place for you, he says, I will come back and welcome you into my presence, so that you also may be where I am. Where is he? Ephesians 2:6. And God raised us up with Christ and seated us with him in the heavenly realms. So Jesus says in John 14, in his Father's house, there's many rooms, places, and he's going to prepare a place for us in these heavenly places, and we'll be with him there. Does that make sense? There's been a disconnect with truly believing the heavenly reality, and it's right in the Word of God. And that word room, you know, this scripture is commonly, there's many mansions in my Father's house. And, you know, we were thinking that, okay, when I die, I'm going to go to a mansion. And you could very well have a mansion in heaven. But this scripture is saying there's many different rooms in heaven. And I'm going to go prepare a place for you, says Jesus. Isn't that awesome? Do we have to wait till we die to reach all of heaven? Was the cross so brutal and the price paid so steep for us to wait to go to heaven to receive the kingdom of heaven on earth? No, not at all. We are reclaimers. We are, and there's a holy boldness that the Holy Spirit is witnessing to every one of us right now. We are reclaimers of the heavenly things. And in that scripture, I forget it, what one exactly, but it's in Joel 2, but it's all these people, and this scripture means many different things. There's depths to it, but it's saying, you know, there's all this stuff going on, and then this army that God's raising up plows through it, and there's fire. All that's left is fire. You know, that's restoring all these things that the world has built up, the enemy's built up. God's anointing us to lay claim to it from all of heaven. Alrighty, now we're doing a court case. How does everybody feel? Court case, freedom, freedom. God is going to give you a verdict, okay? We're going to go there now. So this is God's decree, and we're going to move forth with this. We're armed with this. He's going to arm us with this, and then we're going to go into the courts with it. God's decree is, I decree a removal of all blockages and hindrance over my people, and I claim all security of this body, us, and everyone who's listening. I claim all security of this body to reach their fullness in Christ. I claim all identities as they are in heaven. And I claim the fullness of time to come to pass. So now we're going to go into the court of influence. And this court is a sovereign courtroom in heaven where God can execute a judgment on many foes at once. And those whom get in the way of his agenda, the move of his heart in that moment. So everything the devil's doing to contend or to contest us from moving forward as reclaimers in Christ and being ambassadors of heaven, God's going to judge, okay? Now, I'm going to read this. It's a prayer. Now, the Word of God tells us that the Holy Spirit is our advocate. When you do a Greek word study on that, that word comes out to our legal aid. The Holy Spirit is our legal aid in the courtrooms of heaven. And so God armed me with this prayer, with that judgment. So it's like, it's all baked in. It's all baked in the cake, okay? And so we're just going to move forward. But while I'm reading this, you don't necessarily need to read along. Just receive it, because there's justice that's taking place even while I'm reading this. Okay, this courtroom is heavenly armed for justice. All right, so let's go. Let's receive it. God, we ask that all enemies of our blessings and any controlling spirits who are operating against us, your children and stewards, be brought forth for judgment. We repent for all known or unknown agreements with darkness through the agency of death, hell, and the grave. We ask for your mercy to be ever present, and that you may see us how you, and so that we may see us how you desire to see us, hidden in Christ Jesus. We stand on the decree you armed us with. We break all known or unknown agreements with darkness now. We ask, God, that all evidence be presented before your courts. We petition for the Lamb's Book of Life, our personal books of destiny, and we petition the Hall of Records for an account of everything that has taken place in our lives up to this point, up to this very second. And we, and everything that has been done in secret, we ask that the book of secrets is opened. We ask for a subpoena to be sent forth to ensure all data and records of hell be made known before the courts. We bring to account all forms of debt that the enemy has accrued. We bring the court to knowledge that all of our debt has been paid and all curses have been broken because of the cross. We ask now for the testimony of the blood of Jesus that removes all guilt. We ask for the love of God that removed all fear of our own punishment. To speak right now, God, on our behalf, by the sole representation of the Godhead in the Holy Spirit, we speak judgment on every insidious spirit of witchcraft that has been sown into our destinies or blessings. We ask that your sovereign hand in judgment come forward in our defense to remove every accusatory word and any judgment and any and all judgments that have fallen on us. We ask that they become condemned. We find the enemy in full guilt before you and ask that all sentencing of condemnation that has been upon us is turned around on the enemy, and ask you to undo any remaining curse that has dropped on us. We disannul all curses by the witness of the blood, water, and your spirit. Every curse, like it never happened. We ask for all remaining unseen work of darkness to be made manifest by your light, according to Ephesians 5:13. Any hidden spot in you, let that light in now. Let that light in. If you got to reach up to heaven, reach up right now. Let that light in. Let that light in right now. Hallelujah. We thank you, God, for your final word of judgment over our situations. We thank you for the washing of the water. We thank you for the washing of the blood. We thank you for the infilling of your Holy Spirit. We ask, according to your mandate, that each of us individually and corporately receive 100-fold of what was stolen from us. We ask for that divine restitution in that high measure. We ask for full sentencing of all forms of darkness to the fullness of your will. God, the judge of all, we ask that you work all remaining details of this case out unto a perfect work. We receive, everyone receive it, receive that judgment, grab it. We receive your judgment in the full settlement of abundance, grace, and mercy. We assign angels to steward over the outcome of this court case. Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And children, just as this prayer was read and spoken through my Holy Spirit, I desire to arm you with justice in your lives. Receive the anointing to do a perfect work. Receive the anointing that goes beyond all beggarly elements, and understand that you are worthy to speak from the fire from before my throne. So we have received this verdict and judgment, and that payment, that receipt, we receive it right now. We have it in our hands. Now we're going to go into another court. It's going to be the court of recompense. We're going to publish these verdicts and receive them. And we're going to receive them onto our accounts. And God says, now that my hand of judgment has been lifted from you and put on the enemy, you can have full access to your storehouses. Receive the windfall and move to this newness. So we're going to go to the court of recompense now. And before we go, just repent right now. Any ought you have against anybody, God, we repent for it, known or unknown. Any judgment we've placed on anybody, wipe it out. Wipe it out. We love because you loved us. We lay down any desire for vengeance. And those listening too, we lay down any desire for vengeance in our own brand of justice. Disintegrates right now to a perfect work. God, we as a body go into your court of recompense. We bring all published verdicts from your courts into this court of your goodness. We ask that every one of your children's accounts be lifted above all constraints of hell into the heavenly realms. And we speak your influence into every coffer. And we reassign all desolate heritages to be filled with your will, your kingdom, and your blessing. Blessed, blessed, blessed. And the payback is coming. It's in the wind. It's in the wind, and it's coming. It's in the wind. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Oh, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we went to the court of influence and we got the legal rights destroyed. We got God's okay. And then we went into the court of recompense and we got paid back. Now, this is what we do next. We go into the court of application. So now all these wonderful blessings, we're going to officially safeguard them in this court. And I'll speak for us all. I officially apply for all rights, privileges, and assets that have been restored to me by God, the judge of all, including all things that are entrusted to me. And this includes anything entrusted to me that's also linked to the accounts of others. I ask for all funds from the heavenly places to be put in their right place. And I hold my account up to prove that I am in right standing with God in the courts of heaven. In this status, I claim every blessing and promise that God has given me. I ask to be put in the exact place that God desires. I be put in all aspects of my life, calling, and commission. Jesus, and I have a paper for you guys. It's to work on getting with God in the court of application. So don't feel overwhelmed by now. There's a paper for you, and then we'll build on that. And as long as you stay close with God, everything's safeguarded. Listen to him. And so this is, so you all have passed through heaven. You all have been placed in a seat of honor in heaven. So what happens now? You're going to start hearing God differently. The heavenly realities are going to become clearer to you. We all have different giftings, including how we sense or perceive reality, and especially the heavenly realities. Some of us are seers. Some of us are feelers. Some of us are hearers. Some of us have all that. But just allow the Holy Spirit to teach you who you are and how he communicates with you. No one else can do it. It's the Holy Spirit. You've been put in that place of honor. God, and we give you honor. We reflect the honor you've given us right back at you. And we thank you for your love. We thank you for your compassion. We thank you for the newness of life that you've blessed us with. We thank you for your covenant, which covers us. We thank you for your covenant that ensures us a place in heavenly places. Help us live through the heavenly places. So God has worked to teach you how to safeguard the heavenly things. He's got all the garbage out of the way. He's blessed us, and he's taught us how to safeguard it. And now he's going to touch you to be safeguarded, to discern the heavenly realities, to discern your identity, because that's what he restored, and to be a partaker of his goodness in all realms of existence. So the altar is open just for that.